Okay, good morning, Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Aleph. We're starting at the bottom of Nun Amud Bet, the two dots, four lines from the bottom, with the last word, Amar Rav Nachman. So before we start, let's dedicate the Shir L'Ilui Nishmat, everyone who's died in this war, to civilians, to soldiers, to all the Ptzuim, Sherif Vushleima, to the Chatufim, mentioned Matan Shachar Ben Anat, the last member of the prayer tank, and what else should be a lot of Yeshua during this month. So I wish Robert Mazel Tov on his son's engagement to Natan Mazel Tov Nachas. Okay. So Ad Matay Mutar Lahachzir. That was our question in the Mishnah. So Amar Rav Nachman, Lo Shav Lelokeach. Rav Nachman says, we're talking only about the buyer. That question in the Mishnah that you're limiting the time on when you can turn hand things back, is only the buyer. Aval Mocher Lolam Chozer. The Mocher can forever. He's unlimited. As soon as he discovers he undersold, he can take cancel the deal or get his money back. So the Gemara says, name is silent. And we can understand this again from the case of the Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon, because it says, Chazlo Diri Rachachamim. Then in the end, the Tagrei, the Lord, decided that they weren't happy with Rabbi Tarfon. He gave them the whole day, remember, and they want to go back to Chachamim. So the Iyam might be Shlomo Mocher, Mocher, Le'olam Chozer. Now this makes sense only if you can say that the Mocher could always change his mind. Right, because Bishul Machichazu, that's why they went back to Rabbanan. Because remember, Rabbanan had, we said, as long as it takes you to go and show it to somebody else, to an expert or to your relative. And Rabbi Tarfon gave them the whole day. See, if Rabbi Tarfon was referring to the seller as well, then why would they want to go back to Rabbanan? Yeah, they had the whole day to give back the object, according to Rabbi Tarfon, where according to Rabbanan, they were limited to the time they could go and show it to another expert, or that time it would take someone to show it to an expert, what that meant. So it makes no sense that they would want to go back to the limitations of Rabbanan if it was a time limitation on the seller as well. But if you're going to say that the seller and the buyer are both limited and they've got the same limitation in terms of time, so what do they gain by going back to Rabbanan? Rabbi Tarfon did for them in terms of the takan of Rabbanan. It would be the same for the Mocher. What benefit was there in the merchants changing their minds and going back to Rabbanan? Question clear, right? Good morning. Good morning. Hello there. Hello, Michael. Okay. Steve. My Ed said Mark. And I said, what? Club? I don't know. David. I didn't say hello to everybody. I apologize. Okay, just. Right. So Tagre Lord. The question says no. Tagre Lord. Lo Shchiach the Ta'u. See that? The merchants of Lord. It wasn't common that they made a mistake, right? At their expense. In other words, they weren't so worried about Rabbanan, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yabba. It was just not necessarily proof from our Mishnah because they knew their job. So they weren't going to want to run around and undo deals. If they sold, normally they're going to sell at a higher price than anybody else would sell, and they weren't going to worry about underselling. So this wasn't something which really worried them. So the Gemara is basically saying that wasn't necessarily a good proof. So we can't prove anything from our Mishnah. Right, even though Rabbi Nachman Paskin Halacha, when the Gemara said that name a Messiah lay, maybe we can say from our Mishnah that we could prove something from the way that the Tagrei the Lord behaved with regards to Rabbi Tarfon Rabbanan, might help us. It doesn't help us. It doesn't change Rav Nachman's position, right? Rav Nachman's position, we'll see it coming along in this stuff as well. Rav Nachman's position is still that the Mochrim aren't limited in time. Okay. This is, by the way, in terms of yesterday's stuff, we had a question with if it's less than a shtut, but it's more than the value, it was left unresolved with regards to Rabbanan's view, what the case was, right? We sort of paskin aloch at the end of the daf, and we said, Tanya Gvat and Rava, Ona Pachot Mishtut Nikne Mekach, Yetra Stut Batel Mekach, Stut Kanamech Machzi Ona Dura Yerominata. It's worth mentioning this again today because we're going to see it coming up in our daf. As we ended off yesterday's shiur, we had a brighter. We said, Tanya Kavate de Rava. What did Rava say? That Ona Pachot Mishtut, if it's less than a six, but it's more than the value, Nikne Mekach, the deal goes through. Yatera Stut, if it's more than a Stut, Batel Mekach. The deal doesn't, you can unravel the deal straight away. Stut, if it's at exactly a stut, kana, so you buy it, and you can get your money back. Rabbi Natan said, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi said, Yara mocher al yona, rote obetani mikri otani mashi al nitani, vzeva zebich tashir, and Rabbi Yehuda Anasi said, it's always the mocher has got the upper hand. So you see there, according to Rava, it appears that if it's pachot mishtut, nikne mekach, there's mechila. A mechila, right? What, Robert? Yeah?
If there's a nev, it says, Rava rules like Rabbi Natan in this right there rather than Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Although Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's system is embodied in the Mishnah, Rabbi Natan was regarded as a superior judicial authority, and his rulings were therefore accepted in practice.
Okay, so shkoach. But we know that as a rule, though, normally Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is mentioned by name in the Mishnah with Halachos Adlaki, remember? Even though Rabbi Yehuda Nasi mi chavero, Halachos should be lakim. But when it seems like, okay, so Robert mentioned here that there's a note that Rabbi Natan was an expert in this field. Okay, which is interesting. We're going to see a question just now, our Mishnah coming up. Who's our Mishnah like? Who's the Tan of that Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabbi Natan. We'll see it coming up. Okay. You know, Rabbi Natan was mentioned in the Mishnah. There we are, on your side, Natan got engaged. So there we are. It's an omen. Okay. And he's the expert. All right. And you were the one who found the note. You see it all coming together. It was meant to happen, meant to be. In the daf. Okay. So, Rami Bar Chama, Rami Bar Chama's host, where he was staying over, and he sold wine. Obviously, he had a wine. He had like any good hotel has a good bar downstairs, right? So he sold some wine, and he had a wholesaler. Vatai made a mistake. Ashkeda Avatzi, Rabbi Bar Chama saw that he was pretty upset. So Amale, Amai Atzit, why you so says? Amale, I realize now that I sold this wine and undercharged. I made a mistake. So Amale says, "So what's the problem? Zil hadar bach, go get it back." So Amale, but what can I do? Ha shahi lo liyotem ichdeshirai letagaru lekrova. I waited for too long. I missed the boat. It took me too long to realize it, and the time's up. The Rabbanan say in the Mishnah, as much as it would take you to go and show it next, but that time's gone. So Shadre had come at Rav Nachman. So now he was clever, Rabbi Chama. He knew to send him to. Send to Rav Nachman. Right? What does Rav Nachman say? So Amar Lerach Zetim Lo Shanu Lokeach. Then he applies to a buyer. Avar Mochel Lam Choser. But a seller can always change his mind. You're not limited. All right? So Gemara says, my timer. So what's the rationale behind this? How come a seller isn't limited and a buyer is limited? Amazing what the Gemara says. You're going to see, I promise you, this daf is mind-boggling in how relevant it is to everything that we do. Just human rationale. Who are the guys that, what's his name, that guy died recently? One of the guys that won the prize, Kahneman. Right, Kahneman, for that. I'm telling you, this is all Gemara. It's unbelievable, it's all Gemara. That's why that Netziv that I quoted the other day, when he said, Torah tziva lanu Moshe murashat let Yaakov, that learning Gemara is our Yerusha, and the Goyim don't know it. That's why the Jews could all win these Nobel Prizes, I'm telling you, because they've got a bit of Gemara in them, and the Goyim never heard of it before, so they're, wow. When the Jews explain to them the pshat, they suddenly go crazy about it. Look what he says here. He says, my timer, lokeach mikhobiyado. The buyer has got the goods in his hand. He's wandering around with them, showing them. He's running around showing it to the whole world. And therefore he's got it. And he says, did I make a mistake? Did I make every night? Like any good, any good person that buy an expensive article, they're always looking for validation for everybody that they know that they did a good deal, you know? Says by showing to everybody and saying, oh, what are you? Oh, you got a good deal, you overpaid, I'm miserable. Guy, yeah, I know you got a great deal, he's happy for a few hours. You know, on the other hand, but the mocher, he hasn't got it. The Lord Naked Mikhabi, he hasn't got it because it's gone, he sold to the buyer. Right? So how does he know when he did a good deal, didn't do a good deal? Ademitrami lezvinte kezvinte, when he does the exact same, when the same object or the same goods, he had an opportunity to sell it again. So he sold it yesterday, he sold 2 barrels of wine, he thought he got a great deal. Suddenly a guy walks in who understands the market and offers him 20-30% more. He says, my God, I sold 2 barrels yesterday for 20-30% less. He realizes that he was stocked. So that's what Rabbi Nachman says. That's why a seller can't be limited, because he hasn't got a chance. The buyer's running around showing the whole world, every single expert, that he didn't do a good job.
How can you do business like that?
How can you? You're right. You should be. That's why the Tagrei the Lord weren't worried, because they were experts. So they didn't care about changing with Rabbanan. Said you only got, even if we wanted to say that the time was limited to showing it around like a buyer, and Rabbi Tarfon gave them an extra day, they didn't care. That wasn't a big enough advantage for them, because they knew they wouldn't make a mistake because they were experts. So if you're a professional in your field, you're right. You can do business. We're talking about guys here who Not everyone's a professional. They get into an industry and they think they're professionals until they realize that they aren't. Okay.
If you sold me something, you can't just come back to mine. They would just sit on me. Yeah, you couldn't just come back and decide, I want to take it back from you. Here's your money.
It doesn't work. Well, if you knew, let's say that you knew that what it was worth, and I didn't know what it was worth, and you bought it from me for a crazy amount, and I realized the next day that you conned me by buying it, so you're going to say to me, oh, well, you were prepared to sell it. Right? That's what you're saying. You say, what do I care? You were prepared to sell it. So the Gemara telling you, if you realize now that you are undercharged, that you undersold, you have got the same rights as a buyer who was overcharged. All right.
I think it's like that wine rep guy said, you know, there's the ideal and then there's the reality.
Why not? Okay, so are you saying that this is theoretical?
I'm saying to a large degree, because most people wouldn't fight for most of these things, but maybe in big matters.
I think they would. I think they do. I think they would, and I think they do. And ask the lawyers amongst us over here. I think they do. So a guy who Rashi says over here, Rashi, Kshure Meshi Shekorin Bindlash. So this is some sort of Rashi's Kshure Meshi Chagura, like some sort of belt, silk belt, whatever. He was sitting there, listen to this, Rui. Kari Shita Vashavya Khamsha. He was asking for six, they're actually worth five. But now he knew, Vihabu Yavile Khamsha Upalga Vashaki, if God offered five and a half, he'd sell them. He was going asking six. Why? Actually, he wasn't happy to settle at five and a half. Okay, he's trying his luck, but he knew from the outset he's going to go shut on the price. Atahu Gabriel Amar, so a clever guy came along and said, now wait a second. Give him five and a half. So what's the reality? Havia Mechila. I've accepted the price I'm overpaying. I know it's worth five. I'm agreed to pay five and a half. That half that I paid, I'll be moicharim. It's not on the art, it's under the shtut. So therefore I can't get it back. So what am I gonna do? Listen to this. Iten le shita. I'm going to give him six. Look, right? For he'd buy a dinner. Then I'll take him to Beitin and say, overcharge him by shtut and I'm going to get the money back. I end up paying five. Right? So Atle Kamed Ravi came to Ravi. So I'm a Ravi said to him, Lo shanu elebe lokeach min ha-taga. Listen to this. Ravi said, what are you talking about? That din of the Mishnah only applies to guys who are buying from merchants. Right? You see, I'm buying from you go into a shop and you buy from a shop and the guy that's his lovely, makes his money. He says, but you're buying from a guy who's got a garage sale in his house, right? Or a guy who needs money and he's put up a few things for sale. He says, ain't low alav on ha. There's no one on there. You can charge whatever you want, right? Now that agrees with you, Roy, right? That makes sense what you're saying. Well, who guy would have a naked kippah lizvune? Right? The same idea. A guy has got nizamim, like nose rings or earrings, right? Kari Shittin, he asked for six, Vashavi Chamsh, worth five. Yeah, we have a Chamsh, Chamsh, have a Shak, same idea. To Gavri Vamar, he have a Chamsh, Chamsh, have a Mechina, same thing. If I gave him five and a half, it's a done deal. Ten Shittin, we buy the dinner, same thing. After the coming to Rav Chizda, the first one came to Rava. This one comes to Rav Chizda. And Amar, Rav Chizda says, Lo Shana, Blokeach Mina Tagar, Blokeach Mina Balabait, Ain Lo Alav on us. We see two cases, both Rava and Rav Chizda, two Gedolim, say the same thing. Amar Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi said, Yashar, well done, we agree with you. Vachanam Rabbi Laza, same thing, Yashar. The Gemara asks a question, but wait a second. Vanan tnan, kashem shona'a lehedyot kachona'a letaga. Didn't we see the brightness says that there's on the eye in both directions, both a hedyot, a simple guy, who's not a professional trader and a trader. The Gemara says, no. Man hedyot, who's the head we're speaking about over here? Lav balabayit. We're not talking about balabayit. So Rav Chizda says, but sadriyata. Right, Rashi says over here, what is it we're talking about? The big day cannabis of Dili Machers. Now, cannabis, obviously, like the standard type of clothing, the materials that they used then, right? And there was obviously, it seemed to be like there was a market price for these things. These things were like a well-known commodity of some kind. About money, tashmishta, but if it's a guy's personal clothes, the kareale that are close to his heart, lo mezavin lehu ila v'dame v'dameyateira. So things like that, if he was a guy trading from the back of his from his car, from his trunk, and he was selling a stuff which was, in other words, he's not really a balabai, he's like a tagar, but a small time operator, that's one thing. But a balabai who's selling his own personal things because he needs money, if he wasn't getting a good deal, he wouldn't be selling it. Robert wants to say something.
Cannabis is the same word, basically. It's an old word.
Hemp clothing. I think in English it's called hemp, right?
Yes, it's the same.
So they used hemp to make their clothing, yeah. Now the Mishnah is like, whether it's a buyer or a seller, yeshin or na. The Mishnah here says a broker or na. And Kishem Shon Allah head, that's actually now it seems like I shouldn't have pointed it out. The Gemara said a moment ago, Vahat Anan Tanan Kishem Shon Allah head, that's coming up right now. That's the Mishnah learning now. All right, and Kishem Shon Allah head, Kachon Allah Tagar. So the Tanakama says it makes a difference between seller and buyer, there's one in both directions. And it applies to a hedyot and to a tagar. Now, Gemara explained now what a hedyot and tagar was, the difference between the two. Rabbi Yehuda or Meir, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein on al tagar. There's no on al tagar. Right? He says over here, Rabbi Yehuda, look at this. Ein on, no on al tagar. Look at Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda or Meir, Ein on al tagar. And they're coming from Rashi. Right? And now the Mishnah says, Mishu talav al yadu al yom. We've seen this the other day, the same Mishnah. We've seen this quite a lot of times. Whoever was the guy that suffered the fraud, the overcharging, Ratza Omer, if he wants, he can say to the other side of the party, Taini ma otai, give me back my money, right? Or Taini ma she anitani, or just give me the overcharge. So he can either undo the deal, or he can agree to the deal, as long as he gets compensated. So what's we know, where do we know this from? That this whole idea of ona. So what it says, we've got a brighter. That said, quite a passage. We've seen this passage before a few times, right? This is in Vayikra. You sell something to your friend, or kano, when you sell or buy, miyara mitecha, al tonu. Don't overcharge him, al tonu. That's on arm. Ishidachiv, one to the other. So the most ain't yele shinitani lokach. They don't even see when it's the buying, when it's the seller, munayin tamud lomar, or kano, or when you're buying, al tonu. So even when you're buying, don't undercharge, undersell the buyer, the seller. Right, it was both directions. The words of each mitav lokach, each mitav mocher. We had to write them both. Why did he get a machmana mocher? We just written mocher. We understood why mocher. Why has he got an isur? Mishum the kim lebes vinter, because he's the expert. He knows the price. So when I come to buy from you, you know what the real market price is. So therefore, you've got the isur, not overcharged. But I don't know what it is. But lokach, lo kim lebes vinter, hasn't got really a clue what the price is, what it's worth. And meloiz hadrachmana belotun. Maybe the buyer doesn't know. So if he's a good negotiator, he gets a good price. He never knew what it was really what the real price is. He knows that the price is the best price he's prepared to pay. Right? So if we would have said, there's no warning to him. That's why we had to write on the buyer as well. It was just written on the buyer's side. We would have said, kono. If it just said, kano miyada mitech al tonu. Mishum de kakani. That's why I said, look at this. Why would he have thought that he's got the warning? The Amrinshi people say, Zavinta Kanita, once you bought something, it's yours. But a guy who sells, he's lost forever. It's so true, this, because when you think about a guy who buys something, if he got a good deal, he's the one that's going to reap the benefits in the future. Well, once you've sold it, you're not going to, it doesn't make a difference. Whatever you got, it's gone, empty, story, done. So you're out of the picture now. It's all now, all the benefits are going to accrue to the buyer. So therefore, Dama Incha is Zavin Ovid, right? If you said it, it's gone. So Emeloi Zarachmana Belo Tonut, right? Therefore, we might have thought that the buyer, who he's the guy getting all the benefits, he's the one who's got to be careful to pay with you, the seller, who's now, once it's sold, he's lost. He's got no chance in this anymore. You might think that he's the guy that you aren't allowed to, that isn't warned about overcharging, because this is, let him make as little money, as much money as he can now. We need the warning about directions. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, now the Mishnah, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, so I'm going to say, ain't on al tagar. So Gemara says, I don't understand what? Bishum shu tagar, ain't on al, because he's a merchant, therefore he can be abused? Or maybe, right? So I'm Rav Nachman, I'm a Rav, but tagar safsar shanu. He says, no. Who are we speaking about? He can abuse, maybe even. Not be abused, right? He can abuse, he can sell for oversell or undersell, whatever, doesn't matter. So Gemara says, no, we're talking about, remember, we've seen this word safsar before in this Masechta. A safsar, the trader who's buying and selling on the same day, remember? He's just buying goods and selling goods. He doesn't really keep them, he doesn't keep stock. He's an agent, he just picks up, he sees an opportunity, he buys the next day, he sells it. Look, Rashi says that, I think, yeah, we saw it before in Rashi as well. Safsar, kone umocher miyad tamid. That's his business, doesn't keep stock. He's buying and selling, buying and selling, buying and selling. So my timer made a yade. So how come he's we say that it ain't on the R for him? Because made a yade is vinte kamashavye vachule achil gabe. So he knows what it's worth. But when he sold it to you, he was moichel the fact that he was getting underpaid. Right? Behind the Zavni Hachi, Mishum, that it Ramiles Vintachita, he needs the cash. So he has to keep his stock moving. He has to keep the cash flowing. So if he's going to stick around and wait for the best price, he's never going to be able to buy something else. He's happy to sell for a little bit less than it might be worth, as long as he made a profit, obviously, right? He bought it cheap. He happened to sell it for a little bit less than it's worth. So yeah, in a case like this, he can't come along often and say that I undersold, right? And now I've changed my mind. He wouldn't be able to have a claim against you. Rashi Amar, my Anatagar, so that's one opinion. What does it mean that there's the Tagar hasn't? So Rav Nachman said in the name of Rav, talking about a Safsar. Rashi says, my Anatagar, what do you mean Anatagar? Eino betorat ona'a. He isn't part of the world of ona'a, in terms of halachos of ona'a. Shafilu pachot michedeh ona'a chozeh. He goes from other direction altogether, Rav Nachman. He says, even if it's less than ona'a, right? In other words, doesn't have to, we said earlier on, that when it's up at a shtut itself, so there the guy can already choose if you want to, you don't want to keep the deal, and you can or get the money back. At less than an ona'a, the best you've got is to ask for the difference in the money back. Above an ona'a, you can immediately cancel the deal, the deal's a cancel deal. He's saying, Avia Rav Ashi, that's a bigger chumra with the tagar, that Torat Ona, it doesn't even have the luxury of the shtut. It's the deal's undone, even at less than a shtut. Look at Rashi. Hold on. Bichta. Shafir pachot mi chtayan akhil. Im nitana. Dechayav chli mechach ve tiknu lo shiachsor. So Rashi is saying actually in his favor. Rashi is saying in his favor. That even if he sold it to you for less than a shtut, and he was undercharged by less, he can still undo the deal. Why? Because his livelihood depends on it. So as soon as he discovers he undercharged it, he can go back and undo the deal. Right now, Tanya Kabatad Rav Nachman, going to the brightest point of Rav Nachman.
If he's on a sort of like a racket turnover, then he can, what he bought.
That was a different opinion. We're talking now about Rav Ashi. It was Rav Nachman Amar Rav, so we're talking about a Safsar. Rav Ashi is talking about a different Torah. This is a machloka between them. Rashi says, why ain't a Tagar? So Rav Nachman Amar Rav said, why is a Tagar hasn't got Ona'a? Because he's selling quickly. So therefore, he's happy to sell for a little bit less. Rav Ashi comes to the defense of the Tagar. He says, what do you mean he hasn't got Ona'a? Even if he sold for less than a shtut, he can undo the deal. They talk about different. They're giving different explanations. They're not saying the same thing. Rav Ashi's not talking about a safsar.
Okay, but any deal, if you bought it for one price, you can never sell it for more than a sixth of what you paid for it.
You can sell it for as much as you want, but the buyer has got within a certain amount of.
The previous who you bought it from must have sold it at under price.
Maybe you bought it wholesale. But wholesale's worth one thing, and retail's worth a different thing.
But they're talking about wholesale.
No, we're not. This is a Tagar. This is a Tagar. The Tagar bought it from the wholesaler, and now he's selling it to you as the retailer. So when he bought wholesale, he bought 1,000 of them. There was a market price for 1,000 of them. But now he's selling to you one. There's a market price for one. That's how retailers make money. They buy wholesale and they sell retail. And according to you, there'd never be a change in the price. Everybody would be selling at the same price. The manufacturer would sell to the wholesaler the same price the wholesaler is selling to the retailer. Then how would the markets work?
No.
Everything within their within those confines. So in other words, when the manufacturer is selling, he's selling at one price. So when the wholesaler buys from him and he buys a million things, that's the market price for a manufacturer to wholesaler is X. When a wholesaler sells to the retailer, he's selling 100 of them. There's a market price for what a wholesaler sells to a retailer. And now when you come into the shop and you buy for the retailer, there's a market price what the client's paying the retailer. I think you have to say that, Steve. Otherwise, no one's making. Why would anybody want to manufacture something and use all? Everybody would be selling out of the back of their factory.
Well, is there a limit to what a manufacturer can earn?
I would imagine that there's a stut would be there as well. In other words, they're probably. I mean, I'm not a manufacturer, a wholesaler, a retailer, but
they tell me it makes cornflakes. I mean, is it limited to a sixth of profit over his cost.
He's not limited. He can charge whatever you want, but if it's more than if it's a shtut or above, the buyer would have the rights to undo the deal. And we're seeing over here now, what? Yeah, we're not talking about cost there. We're talking about what the market price is for that particular transaction. We're not talking about what
Steve was talking about cost there as well.
No, Steve's saying that the guy bought it for a certain price and therefore he's never gonna be able to pay more than a stut. We're not talking about cost over here. You know, 1 second. In terms of cost, we'll see an answer. The Gemara explained it very beautifully over the page if we get there. Let's try and get to the end of the Amud, and that answer will be solved. Okay. I just remembered now. Tell me about Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tagar Ein Lona, why? Mipnei Shu Baki. So this seems to support Rav Nachman. Right? Remember, Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, but Tagar Safsar Shanu. Right? Talking about a Safsar. He's buying and selling quickly. So he comes over here. And says that Tagar has an ona'a. Why? Because he's an expert. He knows what he's doing. In other words, don't worry about the salesman. Don't mind. This actually supports what the Tagre Lod, why we couldn't use the Mishnah, that they went back from Rabbi Tarfon to Rabbanan and they limited the amount of time because we see now that they don't make mistakes. Okay, now the Mishnah says, Mishnah la viyadoa leluna. So the Mishnah said, whoever's been affected, he's got the upper hand. So what says money, who's the Talibah Mishnah? It says, Lo Rabbi Natan, Velo Rabbi Nasir. Seems like it's neither of the two of them. Right, Rabbi Natan, if not Rabbi Natan. Now, where do we know about Rabbi Natan, which we saw at the end of the daf yesterday? Rabbi Natan said, right, Tanya Kavari, like Rava said, On apa chot mi shtut nikne. If it's less than a shtut, done deal. Moichel. If it's a shtut, more than a shtut, batel. The deal's undone. If it's at a shtut itself, kane u machzir. You, it's a deal, but you got to get your money back. It says Yeri Natan. So our Mishnah said Ratza. Mishnah says if you want, Ubrite to law clearance. So the bright doesn't give you any options. It just says straightforward A B C. Our Mishnah over here says Mishe Hutal Lav Yadol Yona Ratza Omelo Tendi Maotai or Tendi Mashanitani. According to the Mishnah over here, in all cases the guy can decide always what he wants. According to Rav Natan in the bright we saw yesterday, it's If it's a less than a shtut, it's a moichel. If it's a shtut, you get your money back if you want. If it's more than a shtut, deals cancel. So it seems like not him. Rabbi Ranasi, Rabbi Ranasi on the other hand, matnitin ketani lokeach. Our Mishnah over here, right, it said, hold on. Rabbi Ranasi, ain't on a tagar, Mishel hutala v'neratza, omelo teni ma'ota, o teni ma'shanitani. So it seems to be over here, give me back my money. So it seems to be we're speaking about the buyer, because he says, give me back my money, what I paid you, or give me back what I was outdone by. So giving back my money means the buyer, the seller never got money. The seller sold goods, right? He never gave money, he got money. And the bright, on the hand, Ketani Mocher, our bright we saw over yesterday, it said, Rabbi Nasi Omer, Yad Mocher al Elyonai, speaking about the Mocher. So our Mishnah is discussing the buyer, and the bright is discussing the seller. It seems like it's not the Tana of our Mishnah either, Rabbi Nasi, from the brighter. So that's the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Matnit Kanoch. So Amar Rav Elazar. So that is basically why we can't prove anything. Now the Gemara comes and brings a similar via Zayin Bet Rashi. Amar Rav Elazar Onazo Eidio Dei Mishana. He says, you know what? I don't know who the Tannis of this Mishnah here at all speaking about Onah. We saw it's not Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Natan. Rashi says Zom this Mishnah. So Rabbi Amar no. Rabbi says no. Lola Rabbi Natan. Really, it's Rabbi Natani. V'tani nami bebrighter ratza. And really, even though you don't see it in the brighter, when the brighter said, Yater al stud, batel mekach, stud kalio machzir ona'a, he means there it's ratza as well. It's not, you're not forcing you to do it. It's if you want to do it. And Rava says, on the contrary, Olam Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, actually our mission is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. How can Rabbi Yehuda Nasi? We saw that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi spoke only about a mocher, and not about a kone, about a moche. So he talked about a moche, and our mission is about a kone. He says, Umad the sheer about niti, because the fire is brighter. So he says, no. The brighter is speaking about a moche, and the mission is speaking about a kone. Well, he left out in the mission, explained in the brighter. So really, it's the same person, just the mission spoke about the one, about the kone, and in the brighter, he spoke about the moche. Are you with me? Right? Okay. So now, Rav Ashi, Rashi says, Deikonami. Rav Ashi says, you know, we actually proved this. Diktani, because look, what did we learn in the Mishnah? Echad alokeach. The Mishnah starts off by saying, Echad alokeach ve'echad hamocher. And then it explained, Mefarish le'le lokeach. And it only explains the buyer, but it already said mocher and lokeach. Ah, why is it only explaining the lokeach? Because in the bright, it already explained about the mocher. Shma mina shiure shire le mocher shma mina. That's why I discussed the Mishnah, the bright of yes. There seems to be that could be Rabbi Yonasi, and in the Mishnah discussing the baya, and in the bright he had discussed he discussed what he left out in the Mishnah, which is the seller. Okay, so it could be like that. I can eat my goyim to machlok le moraim over here. Rabbi Yonasi. Seems like the Rabbi Yehuda here. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, but it seems like in our case of here, the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is the Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Which from this bright, agreed. So where's the look at what if there's a note over there that Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. There might be a Diktukei Sofrim or something which I don't have on the Amud. It might be the note somewhere, but there's no tick.
If the halacha is like him, then that contradicts the idea that if he's mentioned, it's not like him. That maybe only applies to the Mishnah.
It might only apply to a Mishnah with mention of brighter as well, then it might be different. You know what? I'll check it up. That in Rabbi Tzach Yosef Sefer, he'll have that. I've got a new book here now, okay? We'll look it up. Okay. Ha'omer l'chaveru. Person says to a friend, he wants to do a deal, and he says, Al menat she'en l'cha alai ona. I'm selling you something now, and you've got no recourse against me if I overcharge you. Okay? Okay, coming up there. That's a good question. It's coming up right now, right? So my father said, what about Ein Matnei Mashkatu Batorah? And we just saw a pasuk ago that says, Al Tonu or Kano or Mocher. You can't do ona. So how can you make a deal against what's written in the Torah? So Rav Amar, Yesh Lo Alav Ona. Rav says, no, there is ona. Right, so Melech Averu Amat Shlein Amar, Rav Amar, Yesh Lo Ona. So that would answer your question, right? That doesn't matter. On the other hand, Shmuel Amar, Ein Lo Alav Ona. And Shmuel says, no, okay, if that's what you agree, that's what you agreed. And there's no one. So the Gemara says like this: Lema, Rav Damar Rabbi Meir and Shmuel Damar Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say this machloket here between Rav and Shmuel is actually an old machloket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, the brighter, we're quite a brighter over here now in Masech Kiddushin, right? Ha'omel Isha Reat Mekudeshet Diamanat She'en Lach Alai She'er Ksut Vona. So you make a deal at the chuppah. Say to others, I'm marrying you, Reat Mekudeshet Li, but on one condition. The idea of pe'er, that I've got to look after you, and ksut, I've got to clothe you, and on now I have to have marital relations, off the cards. I'm not accepting any of that on myself. Right? Hareizo mekudeshet. Utna'o batel. Remember, Rabbi said, listen, the guy's married, mekudeshet, but tna'o batel. What na'o batel? Look at Rashi, daddy. Rabbi says, you can't make a t'nai against what's in the Torah, and therefore the t'nai is batel, and you're married. Even if it's a monetary matter. But what is it about Rabbi Yehuda? But Shmuel said, you're married. The t'nai works. And Rabbi Yehuda omer, but davar sheba mamon, t'nao kayam. Rabbi said, no, you can't do it. Why? Because it's a monetary deal. Getting married is a monetary actually. In fact, I'm learning Hilchot Kiddushin at the moment, and we saw machloket with regards to Eidim yesterday in Shulchan Aruch. What are Eidei Kiddushin? So there's a quite interesting shitta that Eidei Kiddushin, when it comes to Kiddushin, are not your normal Eidim that are Eidei Re'ia, that they saw what's happening. It's actually the Eidim. Chalut, the Kiddushin is Chal. Without Eidim, there's no Kiddushin. So now the question is, are the Eidim, because we know in Dina Isurin, the Mashal, you have to have Drisha v'Chakira. When you have an Eid, you've got to grill him and check him, etc. In Eidei Mamonot, there's no Drisha v'Chakira. So is there Drisha v'Chakira on Eidei Kiddushin? So the Gemara, there isn't Drisha v'Chakira. So if there are Drisha v'Chakira, it appears that the Eidei Kiddushin actually Eidei Mamonot. Ah, but there are issues of Isurin that come out of Eidei Kiddushin, for example, Mamzerut or Aguna, or if she was married for, it turns out that when that's the ramifications of that could have ramifications that affect the realm of Eidei Isurin, and then there would be Drisha v'Chakira on the Eidim who now come to give Eidut on that circumstance, but the actual Eidei Kiddushin themselves seem to be Eidei Mamonot. So he said, now we've got Adad, we've got, now Rashi, you'll see it coming up a Rashi, an amazing Rashi in a moment. So we've got over here a question now, Machloket Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, no problem, it's a kiddushin done deal, and the tnai is batel, because matne mashik to batura. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, on dinah mamon not, you can matne on mashik to batura. Okay, we've got to move. Look at Rashi here. With regard to the share, the looking, the sustaining and the clothing, etc. Aval ona, on marital relations, she tsara guf lo nitan lemechila. Can't. That's a machloket Rishonim, by the way. So in the daf notes. The machloket there between Rabbi Nechananel, the whole Rishonim involved the Mishneh Lemelech, I think, or the Lechem Mishneh on the Rambam, right? Wants to argue with us and that maybe a woman can even be moichel on those things because it's her benefit, it's physical pleasures for her, and therefore it's her, she can have the right to give up on them. Machloket. Not everybody gives what the Rashi's saying over here. But that's what Rashi says. But let's get back to our sugya. So can you or can't you matna mashika tuba Torah? And can you make a din on ona? So the Gemara wants to say that that's a machloket, that Rav and Shmuel, the machloket Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So Amalach Rav, so now Rav, who we've pigeonholed Rav to say that it's only like Rabbi Meir. Now, what's the halocha when it's a machloket, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, in the Gemara, in the Mishnah? Take a guess. 50% chance you're going to be right. Right? Rabbi Yehuda. Halocha like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav said, what do you mean I'm not going to be Meir? If I'm not going to be Meir, then the halocha is not like me. Right? So says Rav, so Amalach Rav, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I can explain myself, you know, called Rabbi Yehuda. Why are you putting me like, I don't agree with you that I'm Rabbi Meir's side of the machloket. Rav can be answered even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan loka Rabbi Yehuda hatam, Rabbi Yehuda there said with regard to Kiddushin, and the Yad ever kamachle, because there they were standing under the chuppah, and the conditions of the marriage were, I am not going to be bound by Per Ksutvona. He knows, she knows that what's happening, what's in store, and she rationally and voluntarily and with all acceptance agreed to it. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says that she was moichel. But here with regards to Valacha, me yadda de machil. But when it comes to a deal of ona'ah, do I even know that there's ona'ah in the transaction that milechatchila, you're telling me that I was moichel you? No. So how can you compare the two? And Shmuel, on the other hand, will say the same thing. Now, I don't know why Shmuel is so excited that he wants to be also like Rabbi Meir. But anyhow, because being like Rabbi Yehuda is good. Because Aloch is like you. But anyhow, Shmuel says, Shmuel Amar, just by the way, Shmuel Amar, I feel Rabbi Meir. We can explain something. And Shmuel saying, I don't have to be like Rabbi Meir or like Rabbi Yehuda. I fit in with everybody. Right? Because Adka Loka Rabbi Meir Hatta, Rabbi Meir there said, with regards to the Kiddushin, that the Tanai was Batel, because we knew from the outset that you're going to be ma'akir of something that's in the Torah. Rashi, ma'akir, b'shat atnai, okay, divrei Torah. You're being ma'akir of the divrei Torah. That's what's batla valhacha. Miyei ma'adaka akir midi. Who says it's going to be a ma'akir of here? Maybe it's not going to be more than a shtut or a shtut, whatever the case is. And Rashi was fine. You know, when we learned Masech Kiddushin, I always used to say, remember I said all along, that the locha seems to be like Shmuel. Remember, Shmuel was the expert in Kiddushin. We said all the time, Shmuel, Shmuel, Shmuel. Selwyn's getting excited, right? That's his namesake. Right? The locha was like Shmuel. Right? Why? I said Shmuel has lots of daughters. He was meant to invite to Shmuel. He seems to be the expert. He knows what's happening in the woman, world of women. But once you understand that Kiddushin is actually Dinah Mamonot, so we know, Machloket Rav Shmuel, when it comes to Mamonot, locha is like Shmuel. In Ravitz, he's in Shmuel's Mamonot. So suddenly the whole world makes sense as well. Shmuel is Dinah Mamonot. Noam said to me yesterday, he thought maybe differently. He said, maybe the locha like was Shmuel in Kiddushin. He said, because Shmuel, Rav was a Rosh Yeshiva. Where Shmuel was more of a big time, but also like a community Rav.
I thought that was not in Kiddushin, it was in Nida.
We saw in Nida, definitely, but we saw in Kiddushin as well. It seemed like the halacha seemed to be going like Shmuel. I mean, you know, maybe I'm getting confused with Nida and Kiddushin, but I think it was in both. But definitely in Nida, we saw it 100% all the time. It was like Shmuel. Right? But I thought it was like Kiddushin. But anyhow, okay. So then if it was Nida, then it doesn't help me so much, but I think it was also Kiddushin. And then I had right to get so excited about it. Okay, but maybe not. All right. Okay, let's go. So I'm Rav Anan, Ledidi. Rav Anan said like this. Ledidi, Mefashtem Nida Ma Shmuel. He says, I understood this whole thing about Shmuel, that really it all depends. So explain to me, if you say to somebody, it depends how you word it. You say to the guy, listen, you've got no claims against me, so then ain't lo alav ona'ah. But if you say Almanacha ain't born at, but if you say it's because there isn't, otherwise the laws of Onah, look at Rashi, she ain't born at, this word ain't the Lashon Mechila. No, that's not talking about Mechila, and Lashon Tviat Onah at Almanacha ain't born at, Amar Vare Yeshbo, Mekachtal. You lied and said there's no Onah, but there is Onah, then he'd be able to Hare Yeshbo Onah. The Gemara is a kasha over here. Hanosei v'noten ba'amana. So Hanosei v'noten ba'amana. I think the word is pronounced amana, right? And I'm just thinking to myself now. Yes, ba'amana. So amana means like you give somebody something on credit. Okay, there's trust. The word is not Hanosei v'noten. We, you know, we learned Meshach Meshach in Shabbos. When you come to Shammai, and the very first question you're going to be asked is in natate v'nasate be'emuna. Okay, so this is not v'natate v'nasate be'emuna. This is anoten vanose ba'amana. It's like more like a convention of trust. When you give somebody something, right? You say, when you sell it, pay me back. Okay? So anoten vanose ba'amana. Va'omele chaveru. The trick is, amanat she'en lach alai ona'a. If you say to him, and right? I'm saying to you, right? He says, mechor behem asher tochav. But make sure he sells for whatever you can. V'tein li ama'ot lezman ploni. When you get it, give it the money. V'ni somech alecha, and I trust you. V'noten lo schar tirchok, and you pay him accordingly. Remember, I told you in this is now about all the costs that are involved in the charge. We'll see in a moment, right? So ain lo alav ona. Look at Rashi. Lomar yoter ayashav, you can't now come back to me. He pays it. Oh, it was worth more. You under. V'im acharzi v'damim rabim. Ain ziyachol lomar lo eten le damav. And if you sold it for lots of money, you also can't say to the guy, I'm not going to give you back. I'm not going to give you back what it was worth. You, he's getting what you sold, if it was more or less, right? The Gemara says now, so this is a meitive, right? So the Gemara says now, l'rav d'amar ane d'amrei afilu l'rabi Yehuda. So Rav now who said, even me according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? So ha'mani. So who's the Tana of this brighter? The Gemara, Rabbi Mechuvarta, Rav Amar Rabbi Meir, Ushmu Amar d'Rabbi Yehuda. I want to understand over here, it seems like who this brighter over here, because we said, remember we said that Rav said, the very beginning, when we said on previous Amud, we said, Rav says, Yesh lo alav ona'a, and Shmuel says, Ein lo. So now, here the Gemara brings a bright So Ein lo. So who says Ein lo? That was Rabbi Meir, right? Ein lo, why? Because Rabbi Meir said, Rav said, Yesh lo alav ona'a, and Shmuel said, Ein lo alav ona'a. So here, ain't no love on the there seems to be like Shmuel. So the Gemara seems to over here, and the, why? Because the Tanai was a Kayam Tanai, correct? Okay, I'm going to come back to me now. Right, there was a Kayam Tanai. We made the Tanai, we made a Tanai. And what else, what did Rabbi Meir say? Rabbi Meir said that the Tanai was Batel, remember? That you can't Matnei Amashikatu Batorah. It seems to be like Shmuel. When he says, L'Rav Damar Anad Amri Afilu Rabbi Yehuda. So now Rav wanted to say that he can explain Rabbi Yehuda as well. So now this story over here. Right, because according to Rabbi Meir, it would be batel. And Rabbi Yehuda says that only time would be batel if you knew for a fact. But so how many, who's the Tana of this Mishnah? So I'm Rabbi Mechuvat, Rabbi Amar Rabbi Meir, which word Amar Rabbi Yehuda? I don't know what that means. Rabbi says, no, lo kasher. I'm carrying on. I don't understand the Abai there, by the way. Rabbi says, lo kasher, not a steer. Lo kan bestam kam mefarish. So Rava says it will depend. Rashi says, "Stam, I'm not sure." Ain't the lie on a the law yadid nichu, right? Where he just made a stam deal, but he never knew, and there was nothing, and no one knew what was going in the direction to be moichel him. But when it was mefaresh, she pireish lo dani sheesh on a bani mochro. So would say so over here? Would Rava says it would depend when we say that there is on a if you knew what there was. There isn't on a where he was mefaresh what was going on, and the guy accepted it in unquestionable terms. Look at Rashi. Shepiresh lo yodani sheesh on a bani mochor lecha amenat she'en lecha la on a debaham Rabbi Yehuda bedemat de matne utnao kayam de dami lesheer v'ksut. So the guy accepted it upon himself upfront. He knew there's going to be on a where the previous case of Stam was. We said we're not sure there's going to be on a. And that was basically exactly how Rav explained why he could also be like Rabbi Yehuda. Look at the last lines of the Gemara previous Amud. Rabbi Yehuda hatam ele de yade ve kemachle, aval hache mi yade de machil. But yeah, there might not be ona'a. So then basically, yudah moichel, right? Because you don't know for certain. If you discover that it is, there would be ona'a, and therefore, at the stam, you wouldn't be moichel, right? But mefurash, you would be moichel. They say, come and find Netanya, but Medrin, and Gemara brings a proof. Medrin, Murim, Bastam, works Bastam. I'm a Mefaresh, Mocher, Shamal Lokeach, Chayfet Yesh, Ani Mochelech, Ani Matan, it's worth, I'm saying for 200. Yodea Ani Vo, She'enu Shavei Lema, no, it's only worth 100. But I'm a Nat, She'en Lecha Alai Ona'a, right? But I'm telling you now in advance, Ein Lo Alav Ona'a. So it depends. Basically, we're saying here, when it's a clear done deal, you say, look, listen, I know that if you were to go now and buy this on the open market, you're going to pay X. But maybe you can't get it away. You can get it, or you want it from me. This is the price I'm selling it for. I'm telling you now, I'm selling it to you for 50% more than what it's worth. And the guy said, I don't mind. I'm taking a long-term view over here. It's a done deal. But if it isn't explained explicitly, and then he speak him into it and he buys it, it wouldn't be able to. Likewise with the buyer, says to the seller, so to a guy's in trouble, he says, I know that it's worth 200, right? I'm prepared to offer you 100. Right? I'm not trying to lie, but bear in mind, you've got no comeback. Ain't lo alav ona'a. Okay, so I'm not sure exactly how it worked in the brighter, but it seems to be a machloket between Rav and Abaya, how to explain it. Sorry, no, seven, ten, but another case. Now, here's a bit of a tricky situation. It's difficult to relate to because we don't do this every single day, but let's say you're giving a guy two sets of goods to sell on credit, and you're giving, you aren't charging him. The one of them is a very good, fast-moving product, and you know you can sell it for a high price now. The other is a slow-moving, difficult product. The only way he can do it is if he sells it over time. So let's say you give him a barrel of wine, and it's not the greatest wine. He's going to have to decant it slowly, 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 maybe mix it into some good wine and sell it over the next 6 months. Where if it's a very good barrel of wine, he can sell the whole barrel today at a good price. So look what he says over here. This is more about ribbit, but once you're in the case of seven or ten by Amana, the Gemara brought it as well. It's nothing to really do with our sugya. Seven or ten by Amana, Harei Zeh Lo Yechashev Ra Ba Amana Veta Yafeh B'Shaveh Ela O Zeh V'Zeh Ba Amana O Zeh V'Zeh B'Shaveh. Now you can't say to the guy, listen, the good one, I want the best price for it, but I don't mind. You could pay me the best price for it, but only after you sold the bad stuff at a good price and give him time. Why? Because it seems that you're charging him interest. You say, I'm giving you time to sell the bad stuff, but I want the best price for the good stuff. But pay me then. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains it nicely. He says, look at the Rashi over here. Liot, he says, like, "Hare ze lo yichashev lo tara b'amanav et yafe b'shave." Liot lo ham tanat ma'ot hayafe b'schar tircho, because you know that he's going to sell the good barrel of wine tomorrow, right? And where's the money going to be with him for the next 6 months while he's busy selling the bad wine with him? Correct, because he sold it now. You gave him you delivered this big barrel of wine that's in demand, and the next day he sells it. Now where's the money sitting? It's sitting with him. And meantime, you give him 6 months to go and decant that bad barrel instead of little bits over the time. So says Rashi over here, because ma'ota yafe b'schar tircho, it's while he's working hard to get you the good price for the bad wine, kagon hayalo shnei yenot, two types of wines. Yafe sheshto alav koftim, right? One type of wine where the guys are jumping or clamoring to buy it. Lekhobe v'adachati, one shot. V'arash anim kari lebechanut, and one in the shop, you decant slowly. I'm giving you the good one at the market price now. As long as you can sell me the worst ones and whatever you get, I'm happy with. And when that's sold, then you pay me back for both of them. And he doesn't pay him anything. Right? What's really the guy's incentive to do this? The cash is going to get in his hand now tomorrow when he sells that good barrel of wine. So one barrel of wine is worth 10,000 shekels. He's going to sell it tomorrow. The next barrel of wine is worth 1,000 shekels. He's going to sell it slowly, slowly, slowly over the next 6 months. But he's going to have the 10,000 shekels in his bank account for the next 6 months to help him over with these cash flow problems. You can make that number a million. Doesn't make a difference. So now, and you don't pay him for the job. So what's the payment for the job? The fact that he's sitting with the cash in his bank. The Gemara says, that looks like ribbit. Right? You're paying him interest. Right? It's not really, it looks like it. And he says, either sell it all, b'shaveh, b'shaveh, Words, Ali's got to pay you back the price, because what's the shave as opposed to amana? Even the good wine, he'd get more for, right, if he sold it slowly, correct? Could be able to sell a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. So you'd be able to get more money if you sold it all, and he gave him a chance at all. But you say, you know up front that he's going to sell it right now. That's what I think Rashi's saying. So he wants to tell that now, look here, you asked about the payments, David. You're telling, you pay him all the labor costs, v'schar gamal, and the transport costs, v'schar pundak, and if he's got to stay over, or he's got to house it, or storage costs, etc. Have a schar atzmo elon notel, but you don't pay him labor, his own for his own work. So we say, why? Shekvar natan lo schar mishlam, because you're really giving enough money now. What he's made off over the transaction, because I don't understand. Scharo mishlam yehecha kiyayivle, but where's he getting that money from? Samar Papa, looks like Papa says, but sadruye de yave arba lemeya. So again, we're back to our hemp over here. Mochre big day cannabis rashi she sachar katsuv lahem liten arba lemeya. There seems to be, like, you know, this is also common in the CMT business, like the cutback and trim business. If a guy makes 1,000 pieces of clothing, he takes a certain amount for himself, and that's where he makes the money. Right? Well, yeah, I don't know if it's legal there. There he, like, sort of basically, like, cuts it out of the fabric. But, and steals it really from the guys giving him the fabric. But he seems to have, that, yeah, you pay him an X amount of whatever he's managed to get. In the clothing business, it'd be a set amount. So too over here, he would get his money from a set convention, not the extra amount of money.